Ag Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
While the lending institutions are on the decline in rural America, so too is the nation's largest segment of American agriculture, and that's the U.S. cattle industry.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA talking about an editorial that Southwest rancher Jay Platt wrote that was recently published in the prominent Washington, D.C. publication known as The Hill.
He points out we've lost over 500,000 producers since 1980, that just recently our cow herd shrank to the smallest level in about 60 years. And in 2016, the market crashed, where producers were receiving about half of what they were for their calves the year before. And then he says that the beef packing industry has become so concentrated that four packers control 85% of the market, and the second largest packer in the United States, JBS, was the center of a corruption investigation, including the bribery of Brazilian meat inspectors and 1,800 politicians, including the Brazilian president. And he says that notwithstanding such packer concentration and a clear modus operandi by JBS, there's never been any step in this nation to take antitrust action against the packing industry. But Jay says that the courts, unfortunately, have conflated the Packers and Stockyards Act with antitrust legislation that is supposed to guard against restraint of trade or monopolies in the overall general marketplace. Obviously, the secretary goofed. He made a terrible error by throwing out the very tools that he needs to help strengthen individual family farmers and ranchers that raise cattle against the anti-competitive and unfair conduct of the highly concentrated meat packers.
That's Bill Bullard with the group RCAF USA, representing the independent cattle producer. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Stacy Lorenz, he's the director of outreach and promotions with the Illinois Beef Association based in Springfield. Before coming over to the Beef Association, she worked as a manager trainee with the JBS Poultry Processing Facility in Kentucky. And she comes from a purebred shorthorn cow-calf operation about an hour south of Chicago. So, of course, she's an advocate for the beef industry.
Yes, I am. Really happy to be back at it.
Of course, the Illinois Beef Association advocates and promotes beef consumption with checkoff funding.
That is one of my jobs, and we just work with different programs to promote and get the word out there about beef.
And she's working with a big survey with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We're going to give out to the Chicagoland area and then as well as all of Illinois, and it'll be questions based on different proteins that consumers eat and how much they eat of it, comparing beef to poultry and pork and things like that, just to get a feel for how our consumers in Illinois, what they eat and how much they anticipate on eating the next year. And there's several states actually doing that, but we just decided to become a part of that. So we're really excited to get those results by the end of the month.
Lorenz describes some of the inquiries on that survey.
So some of the questions on there, looking forward, do you plan to eat more, less, or about the same of each of the following foods? And then it's beef, chicken, pork, fish, and then plant-based proteins. And then they just kind of fill in from there on all of those, on how much they plan on eating, just their knowledge about how cattle are raised, how chickens are raised, and how hogs are raised in the U.S., just their knowledge about that to see how informed they really are. Things like that that we can promote and try and educate our consumers a little bit more about the protein that we're raising for them.
In other news, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, President Donald Trump said that he's still willing to terminate the North American Free Trade Agreement, but would prefer to negotiate. He says there's no rush, but he said to keep NAFTA in place, it would have to be a fair deal for this country. The cattle industry is working hard to keep NAFTA in place, and there are sure to be big discussions on this matter at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Convention, January 31st to February 2nd in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.